You're listening to the Option Alpha podcast from OptionAlpha.com, where we show you how to make smarter trades, learn how the stock market really works, and generate consistent monthly income. Now, your host and head trader at OptionAlpha.com, Kirk Duplessis.
Hey everyone, this is Kirk here again at OptionAlpha.com, working every single week to make this the most popular investing podcast offered online because it's based on one thing and one thing only, and that's helping you guys make smarter trades. So thanks so much for tuning in today. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the three big reasons why your option strategy payoff diagram is different today than it might be at expiration. And this is going to be a really cool show, and I wish I could do more visualization on this, but I'll try to talk through it as much as I can on the podcast. But I often get many questions. In fact, even this week, I got lots of questions about why payoffs don't work out right away. So somebody makes a trade and then the market moves the way they thought it was going to move, but yet they don't see an immediate impact or immediate profit on their position. Or maybe they even see a loss when the market moved the direction that they thought. And it's mainly because of these three things that we're going to go through in today's podcast. Now, as just another call to action for you guys, if you are enjoying this podcast, which I get a lot of comments on, please help me by leaving a rating or review in iTunes or Stitcher or Google or SoundCloud, wherever you're listening to the show. I really believe that that is the best way for us to get the show out into the hands of those who need it the most. And I would be extremely grateful if you could do that today. We get a lot of emails from people, but we don't yet have hundreds and hundreds of podcast reviews, which we get hundreds and hundreds of emails on every single month about how great the podcast is. So please take 2 minutes, help me out this year if you could, and give us a review or rating if you've been enjoying the podcast. So let's get right into these three things. And the reason that I want to cover these is because, again, what I often find is that people don't understand how payoff diagrams change and evolve over time, not only for option sellers, but for option buyers. So we're going to cover the three things that really change as time goes on for option positions from today, let's say 30 days until expiration. The first one is time decay. Now this one, most of the time, should be the pretty obvious reason why your payoff diagram might change, but time decay is that slow drip out of a bucket of water that starts to increase as we get towards expiration. Time decay starts off really slow, but as we get further and further into the expiration cycle, time decay starts to really increase exponentially. Most of the time at about 45 days, that's when you hit kind of like the apex of this curve and it starts to really accelerate at a much greater pace all the way up until like the week of expiration where you start to see time decay really accelerate, or theta decay in these options. Now, if you're an option seller, this works to your advantage, meaning that if you are selling options and you get an initial move that's against your position, then you might have a paper loss for the time being. But let's say that initial move never really continues. You have that initial move lower or higher in the stock, and that creates a paper loss, but it still is not outside of your strike prices. Now you start to get the impacts of time decay as the stock just sits there, trades in a small range all the way through expiration. You'll start to slowly gain some profit back on that position because time decay is starting to be sucked out of the value of these contracts. Likewise, if you decide to be an option buyer, which we don't think you should be, but if you do decide to be an option buyer, that means that an initial move in the stock really early in the expiration cycle might give you then the best opportunity to close it at a profit. Because if you keep holding that option contract, it's slowly going to erode away and decay in value, right? You can think about it like a tooth that's like sitting in sugar, right? It starts off really strong, but then the sugar just eats away at it and starts to decay that thing all the way down to the bone, okay? So time decay, to me, is one of the biggest impacts in option strategy payoff diagrams and creates the biggest difference. Now, it happens over time, so it slowly evolves over time, but it is a constant threat to option buyers and a constant benefit to option sellers. Number two here is implied volatility. By far, the biggest impact in your payoff diagram comes from implied volatility. Just this week, I got emails from people saying, hey, I sold some options and the market moved exactly where I thought it was going to move, but my position is, you know, let's say losing a little bit of money. And I said, have you checked implied volatility? And most of the time, the reason that option contract values go up or down is because of implied volatility, the change in expectation for the stock in the future. If the market expects the stock to be more volatile moving forward, for whatever reason, and again, it doesn't have to change the actual stock price at the time, the market just expects the stock to be more volatile in the future, then all options on both sides are going to increase in value. Now, that doesn't mean that the position is bad or good or whatever the case is. It just means that the position is now worth a little bit more money, whether you're an option buyer or seller, and the market expects the stock to have a more volatile movement in the future. Now, we all know that that expectation doesn't always play out. So if the market expects the stock to be, let's say, 20% movement over the course of the year, we might actually see 10% movement or 15% movement. But that change in implied volatility can have a dramatic impact on your payoff diagram. Another thing you have to think about with volatility is that if volatility gets crushed and drops really quickly, that can also create an opportunity to close positions really quickly in the expiration cycle. One of the things that we do here at Option Alpha is we try to mainly sell options when implied volatility is high. We'll still sell options when implied volatility is low. But when implied volatility is high, we'll scale into positions by selling more contracts, bigger, you know, position sizes, wider spreads, etc. Because we know that implied volatility can fall really, really quick when it's high. And so when it's high and it falls really quick, this can create a payoff diagram that starts to mature much, much faster than it would take over the course of, let's say, a month of time decay. So implied volatility is a really good tool to use. And that's why we focus so much on it here at Option Alpha, because it can be the difference in, you know, sometimes making money or sometimes knowing just that you still have a good position, but the impact of implied volatility maybe caused the position to be a paper loss, at least for the time being. The third big reason why your payoff diagram could be different is because of interest rates. Now, we generally don't talk that much about interest rates, but now that we're in a rising interest rate environment, conceivably for the near term or future, as long as the Fed says we're in the rising interest rate environment, it does have an impact slightly on option pricing. Now, it's a really small factor in determining an option's price, but when interest rates are on the rise, the value of options will rise as well, because specifically in call options, because if a trader decides to buy a call option instead of stock, that call option is worth less or costs less than actually buying stock. So the option pricing models assume that the extra cash that they have left over from not buying 100 shares of stock could theoretically earn interest for them someplace else. Well, that doesn't necessarily work in the real world, obviously, but the theory behind it is that that extra cash could be working someplace else. And therefore, then the value of that option contract has to kind of factor in this extra cash or interest that they could earn from the extra cash not buying the stock. So again, I wanted to make sure I was totally clear in at least addressing this, though it is not a big issue that we generally mess with and definitely impacts options that are much further out in date than options that are shorter in timeline. But I think it would be stupid of me not to say something about it because it does impact it and is part of the pricing models and formulas is this interest rate impact. That being said, the two really big reasons, asterisk mark, impact or things that impact your option strategy payoff diagram are time decay and implied volatility. If you see something moving against you or for you and you don't quite understand why the price hasn't moved the way you thought it was, it's probably because of mainly time decay or the implied volatility impact on your position. Again, hopefully, even though this podcast was pretty short today, I wanted to make sure that we get these ones across because people ask me all the time, how does my position move? I thought the market was going to move my way. And it's mainly because of time decay and implied volatility. I guarantee if you go back and look and see what the impact is on time decay and implied volatility, you'll get your answer as to why the position either did move your way or did move your way early in the expiration cycle.
And now our favorite part of the show, Trader Q&A, where we ask a question from one of our current members about options trading. Got a question you'd like to ask Kirk to answer live on the air? Just head on over to optionalpha.com/ask and hit the record button to leave a message. That's optionalpha.com/ask. And now, here's today's question.
Hi, Kirk. Quick example question for you. Say I sell an out-of-the-money put for $1. The stock falls, and at expiration, the put I sold is now at $150. However, at expiration, my put is still out of the money. So even though the price went up, am I losing 50 cents on the trade, or do I pocket the premium at expiration because it's still out of the money? Thanks.
All right. So I want to thank you for submitting the question today. And I don't know who you are, and this is okay. And I want to quickly address this, that you can, if you want to, and you choose not to say your name, and that's okay, even though most of the people who submit for the Trader Q&A segment say who they are and what their name is, you can see that today, the gentleman who submitted the question today totally did it anonymous. We don't know who it is. We don't know his name, et cetera. It just comes in and we obviously are going to answer it here on today's show. So if you have a little bit of hesitation for doing it and putting your name out there or your account size or whatever, still submit your question. Let me know and I'll definitely get it added to the show queue. So the question here was basically, you know, if you sold a put option and now you're at expiration and the value is higher, do you still make money? And the simple answer to this is yes, as long as that option is still out of the money. So this is a really good question for today's show, because what could have happened between your entry point and getting closer to expiration is that implied volatility could have risen. And that would have created an opportunity or a situation where the market now is pricing that option contract 50 cents higher in theoretical value. But if you're at expiration and you still have an option contract that's out of the money, as long as it expires out of the money, so your short contract, as long as it expires this week out of the money, then you'll still be able to make that full dollar premium that you got originally. And so this is a great example of how an option contract could theoretically go up in value, even though it's still going to be profitable. And so this is a really interesting case study, because you should still hold this position, even though most people might be hesitant to hold this position because it's a loser at expiration week. It's only a paper loss now because of the impact of implied volatility. But as we get through the expiration cycle, as time decay and volatility contract and basically erode out of this position, probably really quickly as you're at expiration, then you'll start to see your profit materialize much quicker. Remember, if the option contract is out of the money, it's going to expire worthless at expiration, right? It's just a matter of how quickly that decay happens, whether it happens early in the week or at the last day, whatever the case is. But as long as the option contract is out of money, then you'll start to see that full profit start to materialize. So remember, if you'd like to get your question answered here on the podcast or live on Facebook and Periscope in the future, please head on over to optionalpha.com/ask, click the big red button in the middle of the screen, and leave me a private voicemail. There is no software to download or install, and it's incredibly easy. Now, before we get into the closing bell segment, I want to let you know how you can get our freebie today, which is our 7-step trade entry checklist. This is literally the 7 things that you should go through in order before you get into a trade, and things you should remember and things you should check for all of your trades. Again, it's completely free. You can get it by going to optionalpha.com/7steps. That's just the number 7 steps, or by texting in the word 7 steps to 44222. So it's just the number 7, then STEP. To the short code 44222 from your mobile device, then reply with your email address and we'll send that over to you today. Again, completely free.
Now, the closing bell. Find out which stocks we're looking at right now, trades we're making, and hear our game plan moving forward.
All right, so in today's closing bell segment, I want to talk about a trade that we're making in EEM. Now, EEM is an emerging market ETF, and it basically tracks a bunch of emerging markets and basically puts together this iShares ETF for it. Now, EEM has been on the decline recently since basically mid-December, heading into the new year, starting to rally up just a little bit here. But the thing with EEM that we like is that implied volatility is super, super low. And so during these low implied volatility situations where IV rank is around 2 right now, we're starting to get an opportunity to now trade some calendar spreads that might take advantage of rising implied volatility. Remember, calendar spreads are just a trade where you make a difference between a back month option and a front month option. You're going to sell the front month option and buy the back month option, hoping that implied volatility rises during this time period and that that difference is captured in the differential between the 2 months. In the case of EEM right now, stock is trading at about 35-ish. So it's trading right around 35. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a 34 put calendar spread in EEM. What I generally like to do with calendar spreads is make them directional, in the direction that I either think or hope that the stock goes. Right now, I know that most of the time I might be wrong or a little bit wrong, but this trade still has about a 55% chance of success. We're just skewing it a little bit in the direction of where we think that the stock might go, meaning we think that the stock might fall a little bit here as we get all the way through January expiration. So we're doing the 34 put calendar spread in EEM. What does that mean logistically? It means we're selling the 34 puts in January, and we're buying the February 34 puts for the next contract month. So again, we're selling the front month, which is January, 34 puts, going out to February, doing the same strike price, but only we're buying the February 34 puts. And this gives us a payoff diagram that's centered around 34 at January expiration. So we're hoping that either the stock just kind of fades a little bit lower, and basically trades around 34 by January expiration or somewhere close to that, or that during this time period, implied volatility rises as we get close to January expiration. Now, again, Ivy Rank is at 2 right now, so we've got a lot of upside potential. It's been pretty low for a while in emerging markets, but maybe as we get, you know, further into the first quarter of 2017 here, we start to see a rise in implied volatility in emerging markets. I don't know, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but implied volatility this low, we definitely have to take a stab at it and do a small position. We're only doing 5 contracts here. We paid $39 in debit for EEM, so it's a very small position, but I think it's a position worth making, and it gives us a little bit more balance in our portfolio for the overall expiration period.
Thanks for listening to the Option Alpha podcast. If you liked what you heard, please drop by iTunes and leave a rating or comment. Plus, you can get everything. Free email updates for future shows, transcripts, video tutorials, case studies, and more. Just visit our website at optionalpha.com.
All right, so I truly hope you enjoyed today's show and got at least one thing out of it that you can apply right now to make you a smarter, more profitable trader and investor. As always, you can get additional resources and links mentioned in the show and some related video training on some payoff diagrams and how they change and evolve by going to optionalpha.com/show80. That's just the number 80, optionalpha.com/show80. Until next time, happy trading.